Beginning this week, people in some parts of the country will find it harder to check out library books, get their driver's licenses renewed, or visit a park. As state governments begin their new fiscal years tomorrow, many are experiencing severe budget shortfalls, so they're making sharp cuts in spending and services. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Nearly every state will begin its fiscal year with less money than legislators had expected. The shortfalls top $1 billion in states such as Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, $2 billion in New Jersey and North Carolina. Unlike the federal government, states are required to balance their budgets each year, so many are taking drastic steps to save money.
Books can be taken out for 3 weeks.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, this public library branch will close its doors for good this weekend, one of two in the city that's shutting down because of a reduction in state aid. Library Director Sandy Newman says she can no longer afford to operate the buildings after losing $200,000 from her budget.
It's very sad. A library very much is at the hub of a community, and it's very difficult to watch people say that even though we have six other locations, that no, these other locations are not convenient for them, and they don't know if they'll use the library. So that's very difficult to hear.
As library workers here tape up moving boxes full of books, similar rituals are underway around the country, not just at libraries, but at other government facilities. In the next month, Arizona will indefinitely close 11 state parks, Oregon will scale back a program that helps abused children, and Illinois will shut down 5 prisons and work camps. In Maine, the whole state government will close for 3 days to save money. Don Boyd of the Rockefeller Institute of Government says 45 states are dealing with shortfalls, with the total deficit more than $50 billion.
This is a very severe fiscal problem, and boy, states that rely on income or sales taxes, which is most of them, have pretty massive shortfalls.
Boyd lists several reasons for the problem. He says the sluggish national economy and stagnating stock market have reduced income tax collections. At the same time, expenses are going up for programs like Medicaid. In addition, he says state leaders are dealing with the consequences of choices they made a few years ago when the economy was thriving. Most states in those years increased spending and cut taxes, leaving them ill-prepared for the economic downturn.
I think as the budget director in Virginia recently put it, we're seeing kind of the bursting of a bubble all at once. What we're seeing is the undoing of a lot of enormously good news that states benefited from in the last half of the 1990s. Most of that has come undone or is coming undone kind of as we watch.
Legislators have been hesitant to reverse the tax cuts of the 90s, preferring instead to reduce government spending. While more than a dozen states have raised taxes this year, they've generally targeted specific products like cigarettes. Analysts say lawmakers throughout the country also are relying on stopgap measures designed to defer budget problems until next year, tactics like borrowing money or tapping into emergency reserve funds. Kim Cartran heads the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center, a fiscal watchdog group.
Many states are looking to one-time answers to the crisis. Well, let's just duct tape this together and get through another year. Certainly there are political reasons people might be thinking about that right now, but it's going to take something far more than duct tape to get us through.
Cartran predicts states will continue to feel severe budget pressure for the next several years. Indeed, she says the situation is likely to worsen as legislators run out of short-term quick fixes that will leave them with few choices other than raising taxes or cutting services even further. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greensboro, North Carolina.